This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. President Donald Trump says the U.S. is ready to deal with any Christmas gift that North Korea has threatened to deliver amid stalled nuclear negotiations between the two nations. The nuclear negotiations have been stalled since February, with North Korea seeking sanctions relief before giving up any of its nuclear capability, a path the United States has so far rejected. President Trump berated Democratic lawmakers over his impeachment Tuesday as a legislative standoff continues over a Senate impeachment trial.
They didn't give us due process. They didn't give us a lawyer. They didn't give us anything. Now they come to the Senate and they want everything.
Mr. Trump also took aim specifically at House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for indefinitely postponing the sending of the articles of impeachment to Republican-controlled Senate so a trial can begin.
She hates the Republican Party. She hates all of the people that voted for me and the Republican Party.
President Trump is only the third U.S. president to be impeached in the country's 243-year history. Opposition activists say a missile struck a school building in northwestern Syria on Tuesday, killing 8 civilians. This as government forces captured a key village held by al-Qaeda insurgents in the last rebel stronghold in the war-torn country. Syrian troops also surrounded a Turkish observation post in the area. Russia has released 5 Japanese fishing boats and their 24 crewmen after detaining them for a week for allegedly violating fishing agreements near a group of disputed islands. The ships were seized near a group of islands in Japan's northern region of Hokkaido. The islands were seized by forces of the former Soviet Union in the final days of World War II. Japan continues to claim the island chain, which it calls the Northern Territories. For more on any of these stories, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hong Kong riot police fired tear gas at thousands of protesters Tuesday after scuffles in shopping malls and in a prime tourist district. The Christian faithful are flocking to Palestinian-governed Bethlehem in the West Bank to celebrate Christmas. Robert Berger is on the scene and reports for VOA.
Christmas Eve celebrations got off to a festive start here at Manger Square in Bethlehem. Palestinian boy and girl scouts marched past a giant Christmas tree in front of the ancient Church of the Nativity, the traditional birthplace of Jesus. The atmosphere was more solemn inside the church, where pilgrims visited the Grotto of the Nativity. It was a big turnout this year thanks to a lull in West Bank violence. Bethlehem's Palestinian mayor, Anton Salman.
The message of Bethlehem always was a message of peace, hope, and justice for everybody.
But Salman told VOA that he is pessimistic about the prospects for peace with Israel. Robert Berger for VOA News, Bethlehem.
Authorities in New Zealand are calling off the search for 2 bodies they believe were washed out to sea when the volcano on White Island erupted. Reuters' Ryan Brooks has the latest.
On Tuesday, New Zealand police ended the search for 2 people still missing following the deadly volcanic eruption on White Island early this month. Their bodies are believed to have been swept out into the ocean. Both a 17-year-old Australian tourist and a 40-year-old New Zealand tour guide are presumed dead. The police say they've delivered the news to their families, but assured them that they stand ready to act if any new information arises. In the wake of the tragedy, questions have risen over why tourists were allowed on an island with an active volcano.
That's Reuters' Ryan Brooks. Santa Claus has begun his magical Christmas Eve journey, delivering presents around the world. As in years past, the U.S. military is tracking him. General Terence O'Shaughnessy says his team is using high-tech equipment to follow Santa around the world.
We have sensors, starting with our North Warning System in the Arctic and the northern parts of Canada and Alaska. We have radars, we have satellites that we can track Santa with.
And the general says there are many ways for you to track Santa, too.
If you want to go to www.noradsanta.org, or, of course, you can use Alexa, you can use your OnStar, you can use Twitter or Facebook. We're connected in a multitude of ways.
O'Shaughnessy adds that children should not wait up for Santa. The jolly old elf works best when everyone is asleep. That's the latest news. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.